Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Tuesday morning. And you know, we have to here. We mentioned it, and we've been talking a lot of props today and kind of the prop market and where the value is there as we look forward to the division around weekend. We had some great guests talking with us, but let's talk props here, including what happened with our friends with BetQL and giving props last weekend. We are in this segment brought to you by PropSwap, is where America buys and sells sports bets. The football playoffs are here, and prop swappers are cashing in. Find the best odds on PropSwap when you buy directly from others. Go to PropSwap.com or download the free PropSwap app today. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. So on props, we have the Giving Props contest over at BetQL. And we told everyone last week to go sign up. And you can win $2,000 per week. And you can win $10,000 just by signing up for the contest. BetQL.com/props. So congratulations to Stacy A. She went a perfect 10-0 in the props this weekend, and she won in a tiebreaker. So that means someone else also went 10-0, but yeah. She called the Rams as the 10th prop, and I guess the score was close on hers compared to whoever she was tied with, but mostly unders this week and a 10-0 on props. That's darn good.
I wonder if you'd do that. I'd wondered if you have to go 10-0, and I think Stacey proved that not only do you have to go 10-0, but you have to win the tiebreaker. That's going to be hard in these coming weeks.
It makes me so happy as a woman to have another woman win this in the first week. Congratulations. She won $2,000. And I feel like more and more women are texting me and getting into gambling. So it's just awesome. I love it.
Are we sure it's not Stacey Augman? He spelled his name E-Y.
The Plastic Man? That is the game.
He spelled his name S-T-A-C-E-Y, I believe.
So but I think
I did ask, how do we know Stacy is for sure a female? But
yeah,
who knows?
Paul was under the directive, I believe, that it is a woman named Stacy. I mean, if it's Stacy Augman and he wants to come on the show,
exactly,
more than happy to have him.
Talk about
if
the runner reps.
Stacy, who won, is not a female. I apologize.
Whoever you are,
that would be something. That would be something. Aaron going, I'm so proud. And then finds out it's a male.
Whoever you are and wherever you are, Stacy Augman or A, congratulations, 10-0. It's pretty awesome. And we said it last week when we kind of just went over these quickly. I didn't think they were easy. I thought they were aligned correctly. There were a couple that I felt strongly about. The Debo over his rushing yards was a pretty easy one. But there were some hard ones. Like Kyler Murray got blown out last night. If I told you last week Kyler Murray would get blown out, you would say, oh, well, probably over 248, right? Passing yards, garbage time. They have to throw to get back. He threw a lot. It didn't matter. He still had like 137 yards. So that's a great job. So that's awesome. And the contest continues to run throughout the playoffs. All right, guys, let's look forward to NFL props for this weekend, four games. And you know where my eyes go first? And we'll see when the props are posted. And tomorrow we'll be talking about the BetQL giving props. But I am how do I not look at Debo Samuel? And I can't wait to see where they line his rushing prop for this weekend. Because, Joe, we looked at the box score yesterday from the first time these teams played in September. 2 rushes, 0 yards. He wasn't part of the running game at that point of the season. And now last week, he had 72 yards rushing against Dallas. His prop this past week was 36.5 yards. I can't wait to see where his number falls. And if it is conservative, I want to go over. But I wonder now if they're going to make it higher than it should be for a, you know, a receiver slash running back. But I have my eye on his.
Yeah. So we were thrilled about the prospects of what his performance would be. But you also have to be very careful with Debo, because the rushing yards went way over. But his receiving yards, even though he was impactful in the game, that's not the guy they were going to on third downs. I think it was Williams, number 15, they kept going to on third downs.
Yeah.
He went under on his receiving yards. So with Debo, I would think you certainly have to look at the total yards or the rushing yards. I wouldn't go just receiving.
There is a FanDuel division around special. Interesting number. 8-1. Debo to rush for 50. Oh, never mind. I thought it was an or. This is a tough one. Rush for 50 and get 100 yards receiving. No way. That's a lot.
And it's how? What are the odds?
8-1.
They
to
better
one.
Be good.
Yeah, only 8-1. Yeah.
If it was or,
I'd be on it. 50 or 100, that would feel like a fun one to jump on. You kind of jump in one or the other.
So well, Mitchell had a good game as well, so.
Sorry, guys. You were talking about where your eyes immediately went. I don't know why. I just clicked on Bengals Titans, and I was looking at anytime touchdown scores. Tyler Boyd has been scoring quite a bit, plus 270. He has a touchdown in, I believe, 3 of the last 4 games. I've been looking as the show's been going on. But it feels like Burrow really likes him. So I feel like there's some good value there. Maybe he'll be looking for Tyler Boyd. And it's a name that, you know, we think Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Mixon, but looking for someone that maybe not be as big of a name and has some value there.
Yeah.
I like that.
Last 4. All of the last 4 games.
Yeah.
He has a touchdown in.
Exactly. So for plus 270.
Aaron, you had mentioned before the last, or maybe it was on the last break, but you mentioned Gronk and you got him last week. You can get Gronk again as I look at the anytime touchdown score for Rams Bucks at even money. Plus 100, even money on Rob Gronkowski.
I just grabbed that too because it's like, why not? I mean, the two guys love each other. It's plus money.
They're in love.
They're in love. Bromance.
There were some nice payouts on touchdowns last night. We had the OBJ one, and Joe G mentioned that one. That was 10-1 for the first touchdown in the game. And they were determined to get Matthew Stafford a rushing touchdown. That was 9-1. It took a couple of chances. Wasn't sure if it happened the second time, but after further review, he did score. And I didn't hear a lot of people predicting that one. His rushing yard prop for the game was 1.5.
Wow.
I don't even know if he hit that. Did they do kneel downs at the end?
You know what? I looked at the box this morning because I was on the Kyler stats. I don't think he hit it. He did. He had 22 yards last night.
He had 22?
22. Wow. 6 for 22.
What was that?
He had a long of 10. I must have been dozing off.
It was on. It was on, but I kind of stopped paying attention.
Yeah.
That's...
Josh Allen, I find, is an interesting prop for this weekend, anytime touchdown score. Now, it's lined because of how great he's been lately. It's only a plus 150. You're not getting great value. You're not getting a 2-1 on a quarterback. But if they have the offensive game they need to have, it's going to have to be the Josh Allen show. I could see him scrambling for a touchdown. Plus 150 on Josh Allen is an interesting one.
Well, you know, we made fun of Paul Aspen yesterday, but as I was looking at that last matchup a little bit more, Dawson Knox dominated. It was only a few catches. It was only a few catches, though, so the volume was not there. But, 117 and a score. And Diggs, nothing. He had some yardage, but it was on 2 catches. 2 for 69. That was strange. We might have to throw some of that out. It was a Hardman game. Hardman had more run than Tyreek or Kelsey. That's not going to be the case again.
Well, they had 4 turnovers. It was a bizarre Chiefs game in a lot of ways. So, Joe, you said a couple times the last couple of days that you feel a little weird about this Niners-Packers game. So when you say that, you're thinking closer game. Are you thinking a lower scoring closer game or the 49ers are going to move the football and put it in the end zone?
Yeah, last time they played, it was a 58-point game and the total was 50. And the hook, where are we in this one? High 40s still, right?
47.5.
Yeah. All of these games, for the playoffs, they bring these totals down a little bit. Weather and also seeing the defenses a little bit, or defenses seeing the offenses, I'm sure. That's part of it. I'm not positive on that one. I would not love to take the over on any of these except for Buffalo, Kansas City.
So I'm looking at the prop on the away team total points for San Francisco on Sunday. Mm-hmm. My feeling on the game is that the Packers are going to win, and they probably cover it late. They get over the 5.5 late. But their number, the total for the Niners is only 20.5. That feels light. Are the Niners going to be held to under 20 points or 20 points? I feel like they're in the low 20s.
Yeah, a lot of that is the health of Jimmy Garoppolo. How did you think he looked as that game progressed?
Not particularly great.
Yeah, no, it was terrific in the first half, not so much in the second half. And it's not a tough matchup defensively. What is interesting is all three of these games, naturally earlier in the season, they had higher totals. All mm-hmm. three of these games that happened, they all went over. San Francisco, Green Bay, Rams, Bucks, Bills, Chiefs, all over. And I don't want to say they flew over. They were high numbers. They were all in the 50s, and they still went over.
So it's interesting. We talked for the show today, Aaron, about like the matchups, right? When you see a team, you see a game that one time during the season, do we see the same result again? I would be interested to know if it goes over the first time, do we see a different kind of game the second time? Forget who wins or loses. Just is the game like, does it change?
Didn't we last night? But it was a blowout, but yeah.
Yeah, we did see a different kind of game.
Yeah. Seems like you would, just because, I guess, depending on the matchup, some of these teams are different now. And, of course, the coaches are going to make adjustments. You know, it's interesting what the defensive coordinators are going to do in some of these rematches as well.
Huh. Oh, my goodness.
What do you got?
What? That is so strange.
Something standing out?
Yeah. It's not something to bet, but it's odd. I haven't seen this. So all three matchups that occurred during the regular season, all three of them, 58 points were scored.
Wow.
Exactly 58. Wait,
like on the dot, 58?
Yes, yes. Not over, exactly. Packers, 30-28.
Right.
Rams, 34-24. Bills, 38-20.
Interesting.
It means nothing to betting. I think that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, it also, none of them were particularly close.
Yeah.
I mean, the teams that won, right? We're not talking about a field goal at the buzzer. Like, we're talking about pretty lopsided games.
Yeah.
And now we get them again. Only one of the teams that won last time is favored, right? Only the Packers. The other two are dogs. Rams.
Correct.
Yeah, they're dogs. And the Bills, mm-hmm. who won in Kansas City last time. They are dogs this time. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sports. On the other side, we'll play a little nickel or dime right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio
and Aaron Hawksworth
on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.